Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. We're recording this in November of 2020. Of course, I know that people will hear this much later, but today we're going to talk about something having to do with COVID-19. Of course, everyone knows that it just totally disrupted our lives. We had a total lockdown for several weeks. Schools were closed. Many schools that had never done online learning had to improvise. And we're going to hear about a story of a school here in Central Florida where I live, a school I know very well. And we're going to hear about a miracle. I believe it's a miracle of what's happened. And it's so interesting, I thought that my national audience should hear about it. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, and I'm happy to have three guests in the podcast studio with me. The first is Ron Johnson, my longtime friend. He and I were figuring out that we've known each other since 1981. That was a long time ago.
Long time ago, Steve. A long time.
And I could tell lots of stories about Ron, and maybe a couple will come out in this podcast.
And I could about you.
You could have talked all day and I said that. And then Kristen Campbell, who is the, how should I say it, not the headmistress, what is the term?
The head of school.
The head of school for One School of the Arts, which is a part of One Church in Longwood, Florida, and then the principal of the school, whose name is Bill Seidel. And I've known Kirsten for quite a while. In fact, she has a story about my mother. Maybe we'll get to it before the podcast is over. But Bill is a new friend, and I'm happy to welcome both of you. And it comes back, Ron and I made a trip together up to St. Augustine a couple of weeks ago. And so we were talking, and he tells me this story about how One School of the Arts had to go online, and so you developed this kind of box with materials in it for the students. Now, I'm going to want you to describe this better than I can. Then he was telling me how this had caught on, you know, through the internet or virally or something, and I said, that is a great story. So here we are in the podcast studio, because I just, you know, I know a lot of people, and the Lord brings a lot of things across my desk, so to speak, and I like to share it with people. So why don't we start with you, Ron, since I've known you the longest.
Sure.
So why don't you just give a better version of what I just said?
Sure, to explain, sure, happy to,
you know, Steve, the problem and then what happened, and then I'm going to find out from Kristen and Bill more about the specifics, and hopefully before the podcast is over, to even find out how people who are interested in this can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. You know, all of us that have endured this crazy season of COVID have had to face challenges that have never been on our radar before. And certainly when we began to get into this season and we had to figure out education all over again, that was a huge, huge challenge. We, like many churches that have good Christian schools, we've had success. There have been times where it's been challenging, but God has helped us and given us incredible grace in the middle of it. But we were not expecting a COVID-type circumstance to ever hit us. And so when this came, we were suddenly confronted with huge shift in our student population. Our scholars, we were losing scholars, families were fearful, as, you know, church leaders and school leaders across the country are experiencing. And so in the middle of that, we were confronted with a huge problem. Would we just simply try to do school as normal, or were we going to take a step in another direction? And I do believe this, that innovation oftentimes comes out of big problems. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we as Christians sometimes spend our life trying to avoid problems, when God, if we are really listening to him, can use the problem to become a seedbed for enormous productivity and innovation. And I certainly don't take any of the credit for this incredible idea, but that was the case. We were experiencing dropouts rates because people were shifting. Although we had school online and had been doing that, as many schools had, there's a huge difference from just doing school online and being able to provide the same quality of education, the culture of the school, all of the things that we had been providing before.
Well, why don't we talk about that? Because it is a unique school. Full disclosure, my mother once worked for your school.
Yes.
You know, it was a different format, a different name, but same school. My son Chandler, who is now 34 years old, was a student there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years at least. So I know that school pretty well, and I've seen its evolution over the years. And the last couple of years, it's really taken off because of this unique thing that you came up with. You even changed the name to One School of the Arts, which is a little unusual. I mean, it kind of tells what you emphasize. It's almost prophetic in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I know that you have 5 C's. Mm-hmm. So, Kristen, why don't you just elaborate a little bit on the vision of the school and what makes One Church School of the Arts? Did I say that? One School,
mm-hmm.
One School of the Arts. Did I finally get it right?
You did.
I should practice this. I should know this. The school is a mile and a half from my house. I know a lot of the people involved. So I apologize for stumbling all over my words, but go ahead and just fill us in on the philosophy of the school and what makes it so special.
You know, for us at One School of the Arts, we're focused on 21st century learning. So that means innovation, creativity, collaboration, really preparing young people to be successful after they graduate. It's so much more than GPA and academics anymore. You know, when you think about right now, they're saying that for ninth graders that were in school last year, by the time they retire, they'll have not just 9 different jobs, but 9 different careers. And with all the changes happening with AI, they're estimating that 65% of jobs in the next 15 years have not even been invented yet. So as educators, we have a responsibility to make sure we're preparing young people to answer the call of God in their lives in their generation. And what we've done for years hasn't been effective. And so we've had to shift. And that's, as a school, we believe, for instance, like Sir Ken Robinson says, that creativity is just as important as literacy. So for us, what's been hard is we've had so many people over the years say, hey, would you be willing to do some sort of online program? We live in this, you know, this state, we live over here. And we've had to say no, because our culture is what makes our school special. And we believe that culture either happens by default or design. And we've been incredibly intentional with the design of our school. So for us, those 5 C's, it goes back to culture, and God just downloaded to us. We were in prayer, and I mean, it was one of those moments where you don't even know, and it was literally pouring through, and we're writing it all down. I was writing faster than I could even process it, and just going, Lord, what is this? And so he showed us, this is how you take the culture that I've given you on this campus and you share it, because we're called to equip more than just can fit on our campus. We're actually limited by Seminole County. They put a cap on us years ago. We're not allowed to have more than 500 people there. So we've had years with 800 applicants, and we've had to say, I'm sorry. So we've had these limits, but thanks to COVID, God's shown us how to move past these limits. So our 5 C's, that's where we're looking at Christ-centered. That's the most important part of our culture. You know, helping young people get to know Jesus and to live from an intimate place of relationship with him. And then after that, really looking at and making sure that there's character emphasis. Character is more important than intellect. And if you don't have that foundation, later on in life, things will come crumbling down. And so for us, those two are the bedrock. And then competition, because learning should be fun. You know, it should be the sort of thing that you're excited to go to school every day and that your gifts are coming alive. And we recognize that the gifts that are in you, they're not just for you, they're actually for other people. So a fun way to do that in lower elementary and middle school, high school age is competition. Then we also have connection. And that's the beauty of the kingdom, that we are designed for connection and community. And then lastly, the 5th C that we make sure is in every box, it's curriculum. So every single month, we have a different box that shows up at, you know, whether it's in Colorado, New York City, down in Miami, these boxes come, and each one is curated very specifically from whether it's a second grade experience, a 6th grader's experience, or a senior's experience. And that's our online and out-of-the-box program.
And so, Bill, why don't you describe to me, because I've never seen one, and of course my listeners haven't, what would they get when you get a box? You may be for a second grader or a sixth grader. I mean, what's in it? It's I don't even know how to describe it, so just tell us.
So, as we were looking at our school, and this school has evolved over these last 5 or 6 years. It went from a small Christian school of 75 kids and now pushing over 500. And in the time of COVID, really, we were prayerfully needing to consider how do we keep doing school differently and also be able to meet families' needs. Because the reality of our situation in 2020 was that families had a need to be home, whether it is because of immediate family health risks or just concern over what the potential pandemic may, what situations may come about in school. Not only did we take significant efforts to make our campus safer with incredible improvements, but we designed a program coupling this out-of-the-box experience with an online platform. And what goes in the box, to answer your question, is so unique depending on the grade level of kid.
Well, just give me an example.
So honestly, it's housed with manipulatives, so kids can actually work tangibly with all of the curriculum that the teachers are being able to provide in the classroom in real time. To do learning right, you have to work with your hands. You have to be taking base 10 blocks and little clock faces and puzzle pieces, sentence stems, whatever the case may be. Kids need to be able to work with their fingers and their hands to ignite that creative element of school. We also do room remixes in our campus.
What does that mean?
A room remix is an incredible experience that happens within all levels of our classrooms where teachers take real-world situations. In fact, just today, our second grade were surgeons, but they weren't surgeons in a medical sense, but we bring all the medical supplies and experience. We call them doctors, but they are carving up sentences, working on contractions and surgically breaking apart sentences and rebuilding them. They work with positioning different elements of the human body and organs and positioning them within a kind of a skeleton structure. And they work out math problems by breaking apart the long form and bringing them into different ways in which they can work out the problem. But kids are dressed in hairnets and masks and scrubs, and they feel like doctors. We set the atmosphere to be doctors for the day. And an out-of-the-box experience allows kids to do that at home as well. So they get those same materials and manipulatives of an in-school experience. Now, this is coupled by these kids are not just receiving boxes and learning out of a box. They are being plugged into our live classrooms in real time through video conferencing like Zoom. And so with the help of some swivel technology, which is basically an iPad on a tripod, these kids are able to tune in online, live with their class, interact with their classmates, their teacher in real time, and have what feels like a pretty incredible normal school day at home.
Well, this is impressive, which is why we're even doing this podcast. But here you are. You'd never done online education. You emphasize the arts, hence your name. You're doing things differently, and you had to improvise. And so obviously you've gotten a good reaction from the parents and the students that were learning from home instead of online. So how did the word get out and other people find out about it? Did you do a lot of advertising? Was this part of a big strategy? What happened?
You know, Steve, it's interesting. Kind of the story with our school, it's never been about advertising or marketing. We've just had people share their story. And it's one of those things that when a parent has their child for the first time truly excited about learning. So I'll give you an example. In third grade this past week, we had our own election. And so we went all out, much how Mr. Seidel was explaining here, in terms of a room remix. You walked in and they were experiencing the patriotic grandeur of what an election is. And so they went in and they voted. They campaigned after weeks on the trail. They had their agendas and what they were going to implement once they were voted into office in our third grade classrooms. And who ended up winning was actually our president, was someone here on campus, but our vice president, She's from New York City. And so she was able to work and collaborate in the actual space with all of these scholars in Central Florida. And now she's helping be a part of this community and affect change. So those parents, imagine if that's your child who is having that sort of experience, you share with your family, you share with your friends, you tell others. And so that's where that's always been over the years when we started with 74 kids. And each year it's been
exponential
growth.
Well, how did people find you? I mean, if you didn't have anything and you weren't advertising it, I mean, what are they going to do? Google One School of the Arts, box out of the box, or whatever it is you call it.
Parents just started talking. And then on Facebook, they're taking pictures of their child receiving their box, of people delivering the boxes and the joy. So our theme this year, we talked about, for us, we are pitching our tents in the land of hope. And so we themed our whole entire year around adventure awaits and this land of hope. What is it going to be? What is it going to be like? And so our first boxes, each box is themed each month around different parts of this. And so when you're filming as a parent, the joy on your kid's face of unpacking this experience. And so every year, the anticipation of every month going, oh, what's going to be in this month's box? They post that on social media and all of a sudden their friends call in our admissions team. Hey, is there any other spaces available in this grade? We're interested.
Well, that's exciting. And you were giving me some statistics earlier that you've got about 100 students. You said that your population was capped by the county at 500. Mm-hmm. So how is it like several in each family or something? But you said you had 100, and now that you have 500 kits out there, is that right?
So the county's capped us in terms of our physical amount of students we can have on campus, but there's no limit to how many online. So we're really excited to see how many are going to grow in the future. We've got 3 dedicated online coaches that actually have huddles with the different grades. So they're a separate support community within the larger One School family and community. So the potential here, who knows what God has planned, and we're hoping to be able to help other families who have the same sort of values, that they prioritize wanting their kids to have a foundation of faith, that they want them to be able to engage in culture and be world changers that are equipped to think differently and that don't just regurgitate information but can really think on their own, and that they value creativity, they value innovation, and they value collaboration. And those are the families that we're excited to partner with.
That is exciting. And as we begin to wrap this up, because podcasts by their very natures are short instead of long, but we have so much to cover, I'm going to ask each of you to give a closing statement or final thought, including how people could connect with you. Now, we're going to have to do it all verbally, but the nice thing about a podcast is people can stop it and back it up if they don't write it down the first time. But before we do that, I want to ask Kristen to just very briefly tell the story that you were telling me earlier about how my mother, who was a teacher at your school, impacted a little girl who attended the school, you.
Yeah, your mom changed my life. And in fact, there wouldn't be a One School of the Arts if it wasn't for her. And so my parents, they were from Chicago, and so they moved down here and said, well, we want to make sure our kid goes to a private school. They didn't care so much if it was Christian or not, but they didn't believe in public school because of the systems up there. And so I landed at this little school that Mrs. Strang was teaching at. And she really believed that young people could have an authentic relationship with God. So I had been going to kids' church here and there, and you know, it was about games and candy for memory verses. But it didn't really seem like your relationship with God meant much as a kid. It was more about when you became an adult. And she explained to us that that was nonsense, and that as a young person, you could experience God and you could know him. And she would encourage us in our prayer life. I mean, the way that she would lead us with questions and draw us into this understanding of faith, it was beautiful. And honestly, her belief, she believed so strongly that we were called to be world changers. And I remember her saying that over and over and over again over us, you know, and it made such a difference. And so my journey was one of incredible heartache and struggle in my family when I left Wekiva Christian School. But my faith in Jesus, because I came to know him intimately as a young girl, as a 10-year-old, It sustained me. It carried me through. And then years later, when our family would have a vision to launch a ministry that centered around food and feeding people, we ended up launching Feeding Children Everywhere from our home that has 150 million meals, has gone around the world. And Mrs. Strang's words rang out, where I can remember her saying, "You're meant to be a world changer." And it was just such a natural response to when, oh, well, we can do this. This is what God said to do. This is what he's put in our hearts to do. We can do this. It was never a question of can we or is it possible? It was yes. And she taught me how to live a life of faith. And that legacy now is impacting young people. And who knows what the dreams are going to be in their heart that we'll see 20, 30 years from now. But I am eternally grateful for her and the impact she's had on my life.
Well, that's very special. And even though I've known my mother all her life, of course, there were a lot of stories like this that I was not privy to. And when I found out about that, that just meant so much. And now she's in her last days. She's 91 now. And you were able to share that with her. And so I know that meant a lot to her, too. So thank you for sharing that with my listeners. Okay, Pastor Ron, do you want to have a closing thought?
Yeah, I would have two closing thoughts. First of all, innovation, creativity is the language of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very source of the creative genius that we all can experience. And secondly, I have just been profoundly grateful that God has given me such an amazing team. I've been surrounded by incredible people who love God and love to take the innovative work of the Holy Spirit and put it into practical reality. And so I've been excited just to watch this whole journey.
That's good.
You know, this is a time of disruptive innovation. When you are facing such tremendous change as we've faced in this year, we had to stop and prayerfully consider what does school look like for us right now? Can we just stay in the status quo, or do we need to kind of jump off the ledge and dive into something that we knew about, but we needed to have that faith to see it through? And God planted this idea in Kristen's mind and in her heart, and saw the promise that really could change how we educate within our school. Culture is so important. And in a stagnant, standard online school experience, you only get through curriculum. So in my opinion, and what we believe faithfully, is that you have to create your whole school experience in an online way. And we are doing that at One School through our online and out-of-the-box program. Our website is oneschool.net, onechurch.net as well, and hope everybody checks us out, because we're doing some things differently, and so appreciate your time today.
Okay. And finally, last but not least.
And so for any families who are interested in joining us in the One School experience, we can be reached at oneschool.net and look at admissions if you're considering that online out-of-the-box option.
Well, that's exciting, and I hope that my listeners will respond, the ones who have children who, you know, this touched something in your heart. And also, I hope that you will share it with others. My podcasts continue to grow because people share them. And I just checked this morning, I'm now up to 5.2 million this year. And I know this podcast is going to make it go way up. It's going to spike. But really, we'll hook into something. And the interesting thing to me is that people will listen to podcasts several years later. So who knows who's going to be listening to this months and months from now. But I'm just so happy to be able to share this. We're also wanting to do something in print about it as well, because I believe that this is a wonderful model, and I'm happy to just get the word out. So thank you to my listeners for tuning into the Strang Report today. And tune in again tomorrow for another podcast designed to inspire you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.